Since before the West was won, shooting, trapping, or otherwise killing livestock predators, such as wolves, coyotes, and mountain lions, has been standard practice. But Kelly Hendricks is convinced that, as practiced by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Services program, that is now an outdated and harmful approach.
They do things sometimes like using poisons in dens to kill pups, and then they wanted to use the compound 1080 livestock collars. You put those on a sheep, and it's got a bladder on it, and when a coyote kills that sheep, the poison comes out and kills the coyote and the sheep. For sure, that way you'd get the target coyote that's killing the sheep, but unfortunately you also get the poison in the environment, and how ethical is it to use a device like that? So when they started wanting to use that in Marin, the public and all different stakeholders got together and said, there's got to be a better way.
And that led to the creation of the Marin County Livestock and Wildlife Protection Program.
They took the money that they were paying Wildlife Services, and instead of using it to use lethal controls, they gave it to ranchers as part of a cost share program so that they could put up things like new fencing or better fencing or get livestock protection animals to protect their livestock. So they put that money that was being spent to kill predators, and they used it on proactive ways to protect livestock.
Hendricks, who with her husband raises cattle near Lakeville Highway, is also the predator-friendly ranching coordinator for Project Coyote, a Marin-based wildlife protection organization. Farming, she says, comes with certain inescapable risks, predators among them.
They're saying if you're going to raise livestock, you're going to have dead stock. So you're going to lose some to disease. You're going to lose some to weather concerns. You're going to lose some to birthing problems. And you're probably going to lose some to predators. So you have to go in with that mindset. And if you're expecting to have zero loss from predators, it's probably not very realistic. What you want to do is figure out the best ways you can keep the wildlife there and your livestock there peacefully.
Because, she adds, those predators are an important part of the larger ecosystem around the farmer ranch.
First of all, a lot of the lethal methods that are used are dangerous for livestock, too, like snares. And livestock can get in those snares. And when you lose all the natural predators, the grazing even gets worse because they're around to keep those rabbits and rodents and all those kind of things under control. A single coyote can eat 1,800 rodents in a year. That's significant. My husband and I have lots of coyotes on the ranch, and they do a wonderful job keeping the ground squirrels and everything else in control, which actually keeps the pastures healthier.
On Saturday, Hendricks will be one of the presenters at a free workshop on ranching with wildlife, an afternoon session that will explain the Marin program and demonstrate some of the protective measures it encourages. With a track record that now reaches back more than a decade, Hendricks believes it is a model that has been proven effective.
They've lost less livestock. It saved the county money, costs less than when they had the lethal programs in place. So on that level, it's been great. And it's certainly great for the message it sends about the importance of wildlife. And we're hoping something like the Marin County Livestock and Wildlife Protection Program can be used as a model in other places.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.